And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler as we recap the 2025 season. And coach, a good season overall, 5-5 dual record in the end, some good highlights along the way. What are you going to remember most about the season?
Well, Mike, overall it was a good season. You know, it was a very enjoyable season. This was a team starting out at the beginning of the year. We only returned one player who had played varsity singles and our previous season, and that was senior Julia Pollan. So we had some new faces in our lineup, and I feel they stepped in and played strong for us. And those players then gained experience at the varsity level, so they can carry that on with them in the upcoming season. So I felt we had a strong season.
And since we last talked, we left off with right before the Little Hawkeye Conference meet, and you went there, got a third place finish, and there were some good highlights at that conference tournament. Tell me about that.
Yes, our conference tournament was a really good day for our program. We had a Flight 1 singles champion, and Ivana Scherstuk won the Flight 1 singles title. And we hadn't had a conference outright champion since 2014. We had a doubles team. Samantha and Sarah Raymer won Flight 1 doubles in 2014. We've had several second places or third places along the way, but Ivana was our most recent outright champion, so she had a really good day of tennis. And then at number two flight singles, freshman Logan Geisler finished second place in that flight, and she had a really good championship match, took it all the way to a match tiebreak, and really, she didn't end up winning the match, but she came back from a 3-8 deficit and tied it up at 8-8. So it was an exciting match. Didn't necessarily go her way, but a really good experience for her to be in that championship match.
All right. And then after that, you had your Class 2A individual singles and doubles regional tournament. You hosted that this year. And Ivana had another good day at that one. Ended up as a state alternate in third place singles.
Yes, Ivana had a really good day, and lots of really strong players in our region. So Ivana made it to the semifinals and lost a tough match to Scarlett Brown of Roosevelt, who did end up qualifying for state and finished first in our region. So Ivana ended up playing in the third place match and won. So she did finish third, which is the state alternate. So she had a good day of tennis.
And what were some of the other, were there any other victories that day in the district tournament?
Yes, we did have, we had Kierden Stockwell played singles as well. And then we had two doubles teams in the tournament. We had Leah Black and Logan Geisler played doubles. And then Julia Pollan and Naomi Lors also played doubles. And Black and Geisler won their first round against Waukee. They won in three sets. So a tough first round match and a good victory for those two. And then they played Dowling, who was a seeded team in the tournament, and they played Dowling really tough. They lost the first set but played a really strong second set. They were actually up for a while, but the Dowling group came back, so they ended up losing the second set 7-5, but a good performance out of two of our younger players. So
and then you finished your season off again at home. You hosted Indianola in the first round of Class 2A team regionals. Lost a tough one there, 5-3. I know you split the singles and just couldn't get those doubles to go your way.
Yeah, so Indianola is a foe we're very familiar with. We see them every year, and we had a duel during the regular season where we were able to win that duel 6-5, but that's a little different setup. We had five doubles instead of three doubles, and our 4 and 5 doubles were winners on the night during the duel. So we knew it was going to be a tight one going into it. Just needed a few more victories during the doubles play. But overall, you know, just a tough battle with Indianola.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler, recapping the season here on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So the 500 record overall, dual-wise, a lot of good things happen. And as you mentioned, a very young team overall, with some seniors there, a foreign exchange student in there at the top. It seemed like they meshed together really well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said earlier, you know, a lot of new faces in the program, but they really all worked hard together, put their best effort forth, and they were really good teammates. So you got to be happy with that.
And Ivana, what did she bring to the table? I mean, she taught the girls some Ukrainian words and things like that. They had a lot of fun with it. So what did she bring to the table as far as keeping it loose and fun?
Yeah, Ivana was a great addition to our program. You know, we could talk about her performance. She finished with a very strong single record. Also did really well in doubles. Like I said, claimed the conference title. So really fit in well with our team. She is someone who just loves to play tennis. She is at the courts all the time, always wanting to play. You know, I learned a few things about her. She speaks several languages. She primarily has played on clay courts most of her life, so coming to play on the hard courts was a little bit of an adjustment for her. So, no, we really enjoyed having her as part of our team.
Yeah, and she had a really good singles record. And then some of the younger girls as well, Leah Black, Logan Geisler, Kieran Stockwell, all finished with very good records in singles.
Yeah, so our younger players really gained a lot of experience this season, and they're going to learn from, you know, these types of matches. And I know that they're planning to put work in the off season, which is awesome. So we're going to be moving to a fall season. So it's going to be so nice this summer. We're going to go straight from summer tennis right into a fall season. So they're going to be hitting most of the summer and hopefully be ready for the fall and not have to shake that rust off like you sometimes do have to do after the winter months.
And of course, Logan is your daughter, and so you'll make sure that she's working hard in the off season. Do you guys ever go one-on-one there with some singles play?
We do. We like to go to the tennis courts a lot. We play quite often. I'm very fortunate that she wants to go down and play tennis. So, yeah, we're going to put a lot of time in the summer. You know, that's the hope anyway. So, yeah, we'll be at the courts quite a bit.
Can you say who is the winner most of the time in those matches?
She is getting to the point, definitely, that it's going to be more difficult for me as I age, as I'm getting older. It's not as easy, but it's a pretty tight battle between the two of us.
Well, Coach, before I let you go, let's just talk about those seniors as a group and as individuals, kind of run down the list, and just a final word on the senior players for Norwalk Girls Tennis.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great group of seniors, girls that have played with us for 4 years. Wonderful additions to our program. We really appreciate all that they have done for our program. We've had a lot of success, a lot of accomplishments with this group of seniors. So, you know, we just really wish them all the best.
All right, that's Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on another great season of girls tennis, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Mike.